Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to the Thursday edition. We are at 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za. It is such a great pleasure and honor in the studio tonight to welcome the servant of the Lord, Tatana Mfundisi Ernest Hwadi, as my guest. You know what? The word of the Lord is very clear to us. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Pastor Ernest Hwadi, welcome.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. Blessings to you. And we also bring our greetings to our brothers and sisters.
What is it that the Lord has laid in store for you? Are we continuing, or perhaps the Lord has, you know, laid something very new with regards to what you would love to share with the family?
Yes, let us continue, Ntate Mashakeni, to say the Lord God will provide for us. And remember, we have been, you know, going through the book of 1 Kings chapter 17. And today I want us to look into verse number 10, and then we can continue to touch on other aspects that are so relevant with the subject that we are addressing today. As our focus is, you know, the provision of the Lord, because we believe that in every situation, God is, you know, able to provide. We read 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 10. Verse number 10 says, "So he got up," that is Elijah, "he got up and went to Zarephath. As he arrived at the entrance to the city, there was a widow there gathering sticks. And Elijah asked her, 'Please, may I have some water in a cup so I can have a drink?'" Verse number 11, "While she was on her way to get the water, he called out to her, 'Would you please also bring me a piece of bread while you are at it?" Verse number 12, "As the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have so much as a muffin, just a handful of flour in a bowl and some oil left in a bottle. Now I'm going to find some sticks so I can cook at a last meal for my son and for me. Then we are going to eat and die." Now, Ntate Mashakeni, we also seeing and continuing to talk about the provision of God. The conversation here, it is between Elijah and the woman. And remember, the Lord in this instance had ordered and spoken to Elijah that he should go to Zarephath. And that's where God had, you know, instructed a woman to provide for his needs. Now, this woman is also finding herself to be, you know, in a situation where the Bible tells us that she was busy gathering some sticks to prepare food. And this was actually the last meal, you know, that she was wanting to prepare between herself and the son, and to eat that food, and afterwards then they would starve to death. But there is a miracle that I see taking place there. And the miracle was that because God already had spoken to Elijah, Elijah went and he approached a woman and he says, "Please bring me a cup of water. I want to drink. I am thirsty." And the woman, as she was going to prepare a cup of water, Elijah also says, "And please do prepare also a meal so that I can eat that meal."
I love that conversation.
Yes.
Can you see the relational, you know, conversation that Elijah had with the woman?
Yes.
And because if you start to talk to me, I open up. I would say, "Pastor Hwadi, but I'm struggling. 1, 2, 3. So she was able to open up to
exactly
a man of God.
Yes. No, that's so true, Ntate Mashakeni. And I want to believe that as she is beginning to open up, actually these were the steps that were orchestrated by God himself, so that the two can meet and be able to talk and find each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as they talk, the woman also is opening up to say, I have a son, and it is just the two of us who are still living and staying in the same house. And this is the situation. I have, you know, just a handful of a flower where, in according to, you know, the situation, I am here actually to gather some sticks so that we prepare the last meal and then we starve.
Can you see that whenever we talk to people, is then that we'll be able to find what is it that they are going through?
Yeah.
Because each one of us, Heu Pila Muruti, there is something that you are going through.
Exactly. Yeah, Heu Pila, there is something that which you are going through, Ntate Mashakeni. You need someone to talk to, and you need, you know, to open up to someone else, so that by opening up, you are able to, you know, realize that actually maybe your problems, God would be able to send someone to alleviate, you know, the problems that you are going through. And in this instance, we see that Elijah comes at the right time, you know.
I love that.
Yes, and as he comes at the right time, he comes at the time where the woman is saying, this is my cul-de-sac. This is my last meal.
Mm.
You know, this is, you know, the last preparation that which I want to do for myself and my son. And after this one, then the understanding was to say, then we are going to embark on a journey of starvation,
mm-hmm.
where we are going to die at the end of the day.
Can you see, Muruti, what we're going through?
Yeah.
Because to her, it looks as if it was the last meal indeed. They cook it and they are going to die.
Exactly.
Words are powerful.
Words are very powerful, Ntate Mashakeni. And only to find that the intervention of God there is also remarkable. To say, Elijah meets this woman. This woman, you know, is sharing her frustrations.
Indeed.
Is sharing her
Indeed.
Problems, her situation.
Indeed.
To say, I am overwhelmed. And he's simply saying, you are asking me to give you water. You are asking me to share a meal with you. But what I have is not even enough for my son and myself to can share. As she is continuing to share the problems, you know, the intervention of God. The Bible says, at the end of the day, we see, you know, the provision of God, you know, with regards to the handful of a flour and just the small oil that which they had. God was able to multiply that,
mm-hmm.
to increase that. Now, we are simply saying that, Mashakeni, when you see your situation, you might be convinced to say, this is the last that I have. And from here onwards, I am not going to have anything. I'm not going to achieve anything. Only to find that God has something in store for you.
Because, Muruti, we tend to look at things from the natural standpoint and say, if this thing gets finished, it means it is over with me.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful that you are bringing the assurance to us to open our spiritual eyes that retsamaya le modimo mogolo.
Exactly.
Continue.
No, that's so true. And in verse number 13, the conversation goes on to a point where Elijah tells this woman. Elijah says, everything will be fine. Now, I love these words because these words brings about, you know, confidence, and they bring about faith to say Elijah believes in the God that he is serving. And he tells the woman, he says to the woman, fear not. This is what Elijah is saying. And when you read in another translation, the Bible tells us to say, and Elijah said to her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it forth unto me, and afterwards make for thee and for thy son. Now, this is the faith that which Elijah wanted the woman to have. Because remember, Elijah is standing upon the word of God. God had already spoken to Elijah, and God had said, I have commanded a woman to give you water, to give you food. And with that word, Elijah is convinced to say, our God in this situation cannot allow you to die. Our God in this situation cannot allow you to starve. Our God in this situation cannot allow you to go hungry. And he says to the woman, fear not. And at times, Natemashakeni, we find ourselves being in a position where fear will grab us, and fear will confuse us, will disorientate us.
Mm-hmm. I think we would love to start there. This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I want you to hold that verse, Muruti, because it's a powerful, powerful verse. My family, stay tuned. We're continuing with the conversation.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
I'm loving the conversation as we continue talking and discussing, you know, issues of the kingdom, issues that touches our human nature, because Muruti, di lotse ublelanga tona, di toucha our lives, the core, the core.
That's so true, Ntate Mashakeni.
You know, the core. Mm. That's why flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. Only the spirit man.
Yeah.
That's why if the spirit man, Pastor Ernest Wadi, is good, you are right with God. You are.
No, okasike wa bilayela
Ntate Mashakeni. We see this woman saying, I'm gathering these sticks.
Mm.
And we are going to cook the last meal. Na lingwanaka. Eat, and die. But the word fear, let's start there.
Yes, Ntate Mashakeni. You know, as she continues to gather the sticks, already at that time she's been captured by fear. Already at that time she's under the control, you know, of this spirit. Fear, it is a spirit. And many a times there are people who are not able to do anything because of fear. People are not able to walk alone because of fear. They are not able to take decisions because of fear. People are not able, you know, to even address people because of fear. Now, this woman says, I'm gathering my sticks, the sticks, because I want to prepare a meal. And already at that time, fear has consumed her, and she's fearing death. She says the purpose of the gathering of the sticks is that we should be able to prepare the last meal, and after that we are going to face death. And I must say, Ntate Mashakeni, God will help us so that he frees us from the fear. He frees us from the power of fear. And as you know, Elijah is conversing with this woman, Elijah says to her, do not fear. Fear not. Do whatever that which you want to do, but do not fear. And he is saying this because he believes in his God.
Mm-hmm.
He believes that God is going to break away, you know, from the spirit of fear.
There should come a time as Christians as well, just to believe the Lord.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm.
Just to believe the Lord.
That exactly.
We are going to eat. My children are going to go to school.
Yeah.
My family will be fed. If need be as well, if need be.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the assurance that the Hwadi, what Elijah is bringing to the woman.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. And he says, do not. Yeah.
Because when you start to speak to my coexistence, I would say, Mudimu waga wapila muruti ke a leboga. You know what?
Yeah.
Hey, Mudimu waga muruti wapila.
Wapila. That's so true, Ntate Mashakeni. You know, what Elijah is bringing to this, it is something that which we all need as children of God. We really need to understand that we are not given, you know, the spirit of fear.
Come on now.
We are not supposed
Come
to be
on.
Intimidated by
now.
Even life itself. Remember, this woman is finding herself to be in a position where she's convinced to say, this is actually the last meal. Now she sees death. She sees hunger. She sees the struggle of starvation and so
I hear
on.
You.
And she is even psychologically preparing herself to go through, you know, that process where they are going to be starving to death. But the man of God comes in. And he comes in at the right time.
I love that.
The man of God is being appointed by the Lord to intervene in this particular family. And God says through Elijah, he is talking to the woman and he says, fear not.
Now, I want you to talk to someone out there who is so engulfed by fear. It could be unemployment, it could be bringing up children alone, it could be children who are not listening. Moruti, someone is listening to you.
Exactly. And again, Tate Mashakeni, it could be someone who is struggling through, you know, the challenges of sickness.
Indeed,
we are talking about
I love when
cancer.
You expand it that,
yes.
that way.
Somebody is struggling because of cancer.
Ah,
and what you see now is only death. Somebody is, you know, struggling because of, you know, all these sicknesses and diseases.
Aye, man.
And you are seeing nothing except death. We want to say to you, as the man of God, Elijah, you know, God spoke to her to deliver a specific message
I
to a woman to say, fear not. And we are simply saying, you shall not fear any disease, any illness. You shall not fear because God is, you know, present to bring about healing in your situation. You could be struggling because of your children, as you have said.
Yes,
some of our children, they are engaged, you know, Ntate Mashakeni, in the substance abuse. They don't know how, you know, mothers are crying, parents are crying to say, but banabaka and so on. Do not fear. God is hearing you. God is listening to your cry at this moment. Do not fear. God is intervening in your situation. You might be seeing situation to say, I have been, you know, unemployed for many years and it seems like I'm not winning in this situation. We are also standing in prayer, you know, with you to say, Father, please intervene in this situation. There are so many children, your children, oh God, who are struggling at this moment and are being engulfed by fear. But set them free. Deliver them from this bondage.
I love that prayer.
Yes, we are praying and we are standing with all our brothers and sisters in Ntate Mashakeni. And God is so faithful. And at the right time, God is able to intervene.
Intimate moments. Radio pulpit, your daily companion. This evening, we are so happy, you and I. The servant of the Lord is here. The word in time that he's bringing to us. It is such a great, great blessing. And know that indeed the Lord will provide. At the right time, he will provide for you. And the servant of the Lord gives us an assurance that we are standing in prayer. We are in prayer, you know, together with you, wherever you are. Right? Let me read verse number 14, Muruti Kabibiliak.
Amen.
For this is what the Lord, God of Israel, says. There will always be flour. Utra this one. And oil left in your containers. Until the time when the Lord sends rain. And the crops grow.
Paul.
Now, verse number 15, Muruti Khwadi. So she did as Elijah said. Because Bibili, we should be doers of the word.
Of the word, yes.
And she and Elijah and her family continued to eat.
Powerful.
For many days.
Yo.
Muruti, verse number 16. I'm just going to leave it to you. There was always enough flour and oil left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah.
Ndatimashakin, another translation, verse number 14, is also powerful. It says, "For thus saith the Lord." In other words, this is the word of God. This is what the Lord is saying to you in your situation, the situation that you find yourself in. Now, God speaks. God speaks in every situation. And Elijah, the man of God, stands to address this woman who sees nothing else but death. And he comes with the word from God. And that's why we are saying, they only see only sickness and disease. They only, you know, about to give up in their situation. And what is God saying in your situation? Elijah, the man of God, stood. And that's why even us today, we are standing to say, this is the good news that God is bringing to you. The Lord says, the God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not waste. In other words, Ntatemashakeni, this is what the Lord is saying. The God of Israel is promising that your jar of flour won't run out and your bottle of oil won't dry up before he sends rain for the crops. It is very clear.
It is what?
It is very clear. In your situation, Ndatemashakeni, your jar of flour won't run out.
Prophesy, man of God. I love
no
that.
No matter
I love that.
The situation you are experiencing, the Lord is saying your jar of flour won't run out and your bottle of oil won't dry up.
Pastor Enes Wadi on your favorite top gospel radio station, Intimate Moments. The Lord will provide. We continue. Don't you dare switch off your radio.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well. To have Tatana Mfundisi Enes Wadi, it's a blessing in the studio. I'm telling you, my family, I love the teachings of the Bible. Muruti Wadi, welcome back as we continue with the conversation.
Ndadimash, again, thank you so much.
Now, you ended up saying, or it's a statement in the Bible. Link up that statement, the jar of what?
Yes, actually, from the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 14. Remember, Ndadimash, again, God was promising Elijah. And in turn, Elijah talks to the woman. And Elijah is saying to the woman, because you have given me something to eat, and he says to her that your jar of flour won't run out. And this is a promise that which the Lord was actually making upon this man, Elijah, and not only Elijah, but to this woman, actually, to say, in whatever that you are doing, as you continue to obey the word of the Lord, therefore, the flour that which you thought it is just a handful flour, and the oil that you thought it is just a little oil that will keep you and your son for a particular time until that time you starve to death. And Elijah was saying, this is what the Lord is promising, to say that flour and that jar will not end in here. It is a blessing to us to know that every time when God is talking to us, Ntatemashakeni, and when God is promising, he promises to provide for us. He's promising to say the little that which we have, it is not actually going to run out, and the small or the little oil that which you have as an individual, as a child of God, as a church, as a family, even us as a country, the Lord is saying that little oil won't dry up. And it is because of the promises of the Lord. And I want to encourage our brothers and sisters to say, at this juncture, what you have may be as little. What you have may be just a small thing, but the promises of God are true and they will always remain true. And Elijah was confirming to say, God, because he has promised, he is simply saying, whatsoever that which we have will not end right here.
I love that. And that is a promise that we should also believe in, Murut.
Yes.
Even when we buy our groceries, we get our salaries, or ministry, or children, or whatever that we do, the promise. Because when you look at the promise that Anna Mfundisi, it will never be nullified.
Yes, that's so true.
I mean, the promise, it will stand the test of time.
It will stand the test of time, Ntate Mashakeni. The important thing is that let us hear God rather than hearing people.
I see.
Because people will also promise. Satan will also promise.
I see.
We need to choose to believe the report of the Lord.
I think that one is about we need to choose to believe the report of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Why the report of the Lord, Emuru Tukwadi?
Yeah, you know, the Bible tells us to say God is not a man. Nor like the son of man. That he could lie.
Hey, man.
And it continues to say,
talk to me
whenever
now.
He makes a promise,
right,
he fulfills it.
Absolutely.
Now that's why I'm saying, let us choose, and we must intentionally make a choice to believe the report of the Lord.
I love when you say intentionally.
Exactly.
To believe the report of the Lord.
Decision.
Come on now.
To say, I am choosing to believe what God is saying.
Uh-huh.
Because whatsoever that the Lord is promising remains true and remains correct. God will not change. Remember, he is not a man, nor like the son of man.
I see.
So that
I see.
When he makes a promise, the Bible tells us, it says, he will fulfill the promise. Now, when you read verse number 14,
come on now,
in the book
come
of 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 14 says, the Lord God of Israel has promised. And remember, God stands by his word.
Pastor Ernest Wadi.
God fulfills his word.
Oh my. Oh
whatsoever
my.
That he promises, he will ensure to fulfill it, and to the fullest. And Elijah is saying to this woman, your jar of flour won't run out, and your bottle of oil won't dry up. And he continues to say in Tatemashakin,
oh yes, Marut.
Before even he sends rain for the crops, my prayer is that the Lord will send rain to your crops. Let your crops be watered by God himself. Let God water your crops so that your crops will grow and produce much fruit.
Pastor Ernest Wadi, Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm loving the way you are summarizing some of the things. And you know, Muruti, do not worry what you shall eat, drink, and wear.
Praise the Lord.
And look at the birds of the air.
Exactly.
It draws our attention to the birds.
Mm.
They do not sow. They do not store in barns.
Wow.
Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Give the family the assurance, Mfundisi, in this topic. The Lord will provide.
Well, the assurance that Mashakin, remember what God is doing to this woman. In verse number 15, we saw now the provision of God taking place. The Bible tells us in verse number 15 of the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, it says, the widow went home and did exactly what Elijah had told her. She and Elijah and her family had enough food for a long time. Now, this is a blessing. They had enough food for a long time. Ntate Mashakeni, God is on our side and God is able to provide for us. And he is going to provide enough food for us for a very long time. May we grab this understanding. May we have, you know, the faith to believe in God. May we continue to obey the word of the Lord. And as we continue to obey the word of the Lord, God is going to provide enough food for us for a very long time. He provides in accordance with our needs. Look at your needs, check your needs, and once you have identified that you are in need of maybe any information, you need a supply, whatsoever that you need a provision, God is going to provide it for a very long time. This is not a provision for a short time, but it is a provision for a long time, not only for you as an individual, but for your family as well.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We love this. We love this. And I want us to go and close very nicely, Muruti, because remember that we did, you know, 8 episodes.
Amen.
Amen. That takes the grace.
Praise the Lord.
And we say to God be the glory.
That's the provision that the Mashakeni.
You know, we say to God,
amen.
8 episodes.
Powerful.
Talking about the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17.
Mm.
It takes Musa.
Amen.
Wa Shikwembu. Muruti, in the final analysis, you are saying we should believe the report of the Lord?
Yeah.
Why the report of the Lord?
Ndati Mashakeni, the report of the Lord is not compromised. The report of the Lord is not revised. The report of the Lord is genuine. That is the true report. The report that comes from men can be revised at any time. You can be called and be given a different report from the previous. That's why when you are sick and you consult a doctor, you will normally be told to say, go and get another opinion and so on. Because the report of a man can be reviewed at any time. But God is so faithful and he sticks upon his word.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, we are going to, perhaps by the grace of the Lord, summarize some of the things that is in your heart, some of the scriptures that you might want to put in this, you know, conversation. If it was a conference, I would say you have done justice to the topic.
Praise the Lord.
I'm telling you, Mfundisi.
Yes, thank you so much.
You have done justice by the grace of the Lord. My family, barukona Mfundisi Ernest Hwadi, ifamba na bona. Wena, just stay tuned. Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
I must say that on Intimate Moments, whenever we bring in men of God, like Butatana Mfundisi Ernest Hwadi, Timbiluta ina tatsaka mwingiseri, we are so grateful to the Lord, because whenever topic that they are handling, you as a presenter as well, you get blessed. What more you as well as a listener? Pastor Ernest Hwadi,
Tatan Mashakeni.
Shakaramina.
Amen.
Shakaramina. Now, I would love you, with all due respect, servant of the Lord, to summarize these 8 episodes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That we have been talking. This is the 8th one.
Praise the Lord.
What lessons? Rithutileng jaka bana ba Modimo, rithutileng jaka the body of Christ by and large.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. Remember, we have taken our reading from the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, and we read all from verse number 1. Rithutileng Ntate Mashakeni out of this story. We have seen that our Lord is the provider, and we have been looking into the whole story of Elijah. And we also defined the word provide. What does it mean? And we had said it means means God having to make something available for use. Now, in this instance, we saw that God was providing food, you know, to Elijah, so that at the end, Elijah would be able to carry out the plan and the purpose of the Lord. Now, we have defined the word provide to say it means making available for something available for use. We also had said that it means to supply. And when we say to supply, we also alluded to say it is, you know, to equip, to supply someone with useful or necessities. In other words, when God is supplying you, he is supplying you with the strength. And we also read the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse number 31 to show that God does not only supply food, but he also supplies the strength. And we said, but those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Now, renewing their strength, that is the provision of God. God giving us the strength. And we had said, because God had already spoken to Elijah, and he said to him, go to a particular place. Now, he needed the strength to carry him up until the destination into which he was heading to. He was tired, but God is able to provide so that he does not get weary. And we had said there are so many people, very especially the children of God, who normally walk in this journey and they get tired. Now, the word provide would also relate to the whole aspect of, you know, strength being provided or supplied to, so that children of God should not get tired. We also spoke, Ndate Mashakeni, as we summarize, to saying the Bible tells us that Elijah believed God and he obeyed the Lord. And we say, let us continue to believe God so that we don't find ourselves being in, you know, the cul-de-sac. Every time when you are maybe compressed with so many challenges, we really need to realize that God is able to give us provision.
Well, I must say, Tatana Khwadi, this is powerful.
Amen.
Very powerful.
Praise the Lord.
Now, we can actually be so excited to know that we are saving such a powerful God.
Yes,
in our very own space.
Yep.
David says, Jehovah emurisi wamina. In other words, he was very sure about the provision.
Wow.
And Osieso as well says, Jesus is the good shepherd.
Amen.
Now, apparently, Muruti, the good shepherd knows what the sheep needs.
Exactly.
Powerful.
He knows exactly.
Now, the woman found herself in a desperate situation, but we saw how the Lord intervened.
Yes.
So we can lift up our hands and say, he will intervene as well.
That's powerful.
Talk to me.
At the right time.
I love the right time.
Precisely at
it
the right
time. It speaks to me as well. Yes. Hallelujah.
Now, let us not become impatient.
We are impatient sometimes.
But let us continue to obey and trust the Lord that at the right time, God is going to intervene.
And in look at the way the Lord intervened, Muruti Khwadi, after the woman took the instruction of Elijah.
Yeah.
Believe in the prophets of the Lord.
Exactly.
You guys, you'll be established.
Yeah.
The Bible says.
And also, Ndate Mashakeni, she really believed the word of the Lord, as you are alluding.
Right.
And she decided to do away with fear, because the man of God had said to her, fear not.
Muruti Khwadi, you basically spoke very well about fear when Elijah says, start with me, fear not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we saw the abundance.
Exactly. Hey. Enough food for a long time.
Tatana Eneswad, we saw Dintodietzahala. Mumamedi Wam Ashwara through the word of God this evening as well?
Yes, Ndate Mashakeni, I assure that our God is intervening in your situation as we speak. Have faith in the Lord. Believe the word of the Lord. God is here with us, and God has been listening and hearing your cry. Some of our brothers and sisters have been crying for a long time, thinking that God had left them. But I want to assure you, God this time is here for you.
God this time is here. Now, mina toko are dumela fela tsotlhe di lukile dumela fela.
Amen, amen.
Kraur, elintsi le buile so.
Re tlamehile gore re tle re dumele ntate Mashakeng.
Moruti.
Gobane tsotlhe di dirilwe already. You know, I like the conversation ya Modimo ha bua le Elijah.
Moruti.
God says to him, I have spoken to the raven.
Now you are touching something very interesting, yeah?
And again, God is saying, I have spoken, I have commanded a woman.
Mamedi, we are summarizing, man.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it was up to Elijah to believe the word of God. When God was saying, already I went ahead of you.
I love the going ahead of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, as Elijah is coming, he really needs to hold God's word to believe that the road has been prepared already
Come
for
on
me.
Now.
And it is up to me to walk by faith and to hold on to what the Lord had promised.
Pastor Enes Wadi on Intimate Moments. I'm loving you. My family, we are summarizing this topic that we have been discussing. Emuruti Wadi, the situation that we find ourselves being in, now it has resurrected. It means Rekamutsepa mudimu yo apilang
ntate Mashakeni riske ra melaela at all times. Verse number 16, the Lord kept the promise that his prophet Elijah had made. It says the Lord kept the promise.
The Lord kept
the promise that his prophet Elijah
has made.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she did not run out of the flour or oil. She did not. The flour was always there. The little flour that she thought it is for a particular time. The little oil that she thought it is for a particular time. Then we are going to starve to death. The Bible tells us God kept the promise.
Moruti Khwadi re a rapela re rapelele mthanka wa Morena.
Oh yes, Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come before your throne. We ask that Lord give us the ability to believe your word, to believe you. And Father, we know that you are God who always keeps your word. The Bible tells us that you have kept the promise that your servant, the prophet Elijah, had made. And Lord, I want to thank you in our situations as well. The oil will not run out. The flour will not run out because you have promised to be with us. And you had said that you are not going to leave us nor forsake us. We pray for those brothers and sisters that are going through difficult times, that Lord provide for them. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
Amen. That's how we leave it there. Pastor Enes Wadi, much appreciated.
Thank you. God bless you, Ntate Mashakeng.
Thank you so much.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.